Welcome to the Great Vigil of Easter. On this holy Saturday, we gather near the tomb of Jesus, but we discover that the Word of God in the Gospels is silent. We mourn in darkness, and we turn to one another to recall God's saving acts for people throughout history. We tell the stories of our faithful ancestors in story, song, and drama. With good humor, we remind ourselves that our God is a saving God, who will not leave us to face our troubles alone. We may even hear a word from the place of death itself. To prepare for this worship service, you will need a bowl. Get the biggest bowl that you have in your house, and then get enough vessels to hold water to fill that bowl to the brim. You may also want to have at least one candle, but several candles will also do. Simulate a campfire with your candles if you can. If you don't have candles at all, that is also all right. Pause this audio recording while you gather the things you need, and then start again when you're prepared. Jesus has died, and Jesus is buried. Lord, where shall we go? Jesus is dead, and hope is smothered. Lord, where shall we go? Jesus has died and darkness triumphs. Lord, where shall we go? Jesus has died, but dawn is breaking. Let us stay and watch and pray. For God is love. Love hopes all things. With God, all things can come to be. New life can still come through Jesus. Jesus has died and Jesus is buried. Jesus is dead and hope is smothered. Jesus has died and darkness triumphs, but we shall wait and we shall see. At this holy time, on this holy day, the wounded Christ offers hope. Come, liberating Christ, rise to meet us. Hear our wounded cries in the darkness of the earth. Banish our fears. Release us from the tomb of powerlessness. Empower us to live in the light of your liberation. Christ, yesterday and today, the beginning and the ending, to you belongs all time and all the ages and all the glory, now and forever. Amen. I'll direct you now to hear the word of God in Genesis 1, verse 1 to chapter 2, verse 4, the story of creation told by the Janssen family. So pause this audio recording, page down, find the creation story video, and watch that story and return to the audio when you are finished. Remember that God has redeemed people from all sorts of danger, trouble, and despair. God will redeem us too.
Thank you.
Now pause the audio recording, scroll down, and find the story of Hagar told by Kate Zeiser. Return to the audio when you are finished. Remember, God has redeemed people from all sorts of danger, trouble, and despair. God will redeem us, too. Pause the audio recording, scroll down, and find the story of Abraham sung by Hannah Rood. When you're finished watching, resume the audio. Remember, God has redeemed people from all sorts of danger, trouble, and despair. God will redeem us, too. Pause the audio, scroll down, and find the story of the deliverance at the Red Sea told by Kathy Bishop. Return to the audio when you're finished. Remember, God has redeemed people from all sorts of danger, trouble, and despair. God will redeem us, too. Pause the audio recording now, scroll down and find the story of Elijah and the widow at Zarephath, told by Pastor Laura. Return to the audio when you are finished. Remember, God has redeemed people from all sorts of danger, trouble, and despair. God will redeem us, too. Pause the audio recording, scroll down, and find the story of Elijah raising the Shunammite's son, told by Pastor Phil. Return to the audio when the video is finished. Remember, God has redeemed people from all sorts of danger, trouble, and despair. God will redeem us, too. Thank you. pause the audio recording, scroll down, and find the story of the Valley of Dry Bones sung by the Rood family. Return to this audio when you're finished watching. Remember, God has redeemed people from all sorts of danger, trouble, and despair. God will redeem us, too. Pause this recording, scroll down, and find the story of the deliverance of Jonah told by the Tester family. Return to the audio when you're finished. Remember, God has redeemed people from all sorts of danger, trouble, and despair. God will redeem us, too.
This is the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. After the Sabbath, as the first day of the week was dawning, Mary Magdalene and the other Mary went to see the tomb. And suddenly there was a great earthquake, for an angel of the Lord descending from heaven came and rolled back the stone and sat on it. His appearance was like lightning, and his clothing white as snow. For fear of him, the guards shook and became like dead men. But the angel said to the woman, "Do not be afraid. I know that you are looking for Jesus, who was crucified. He is not here, for he has been raised, as he said. Come, see the place where he lay. Then go quickly and tell his disciples, 'He has been raised from the dead, and indeed he is going ahead of you to Galilee. There you will see him.' This is my message for you." So they left the tomb quickly with fear and great joy and ran to tell his disciples. Suddenly Jesus met them and said, "Greetings." And they came to him, took hold of his feet, and worshipped him. Then Jesus said to them, "Do not be afraid. Go and tell my brothers to go to Galilee. There they will see me." This is the Gospel of our Lord. An earthquake. The very earth trembles, first on Friday as Jesus dies, and now again early on Sunday morning. Matthew's resurrection is distinct in that it describes not the stone rolled away, but an earthquake rolling the stone away and an angel descending, looking like lightning and sitting on the stone. Earthquakes are often in Scripture an indication of God's power, but I invite you to consider an alternate possibility, that they are not God's power so much as creation's response, the earth's very response to the trauma here of Christ's death, and now the second trauma of Christ's resurrection and victory over death. And that those earthquakes too are the embodiment of the trauma that the women experience, first watching Christ's death on Good Friday, and now early Sunday morning witnessing the resurrection, witnessing the stone being rolled away from the tomb. Tonight we have gathered to listen to stories about God's people throughout history. Many of those stories include trauma. Hagar, traumatized by her divorce from Abraham and the near death of her son of thirst in the wilderness. The Israelites, slaves being chased and pursued by the Egyptian army with nowhere to go. The widow that Elijah meets, fearing starvation for her and her son. And today, too, we are experiencing traumatic times. We fear for ourselves our health, for the health of our loved ones, and also for our economic well-being, for our security, how we will pay rent or the mortgage, where we will get groceries. Also, in all of these stories, is the reassurance from God's messenger. Do not be afraid. Do not be afraid, Hagar. Do not be afraid, Israelites. Do not be afraid, widow. Do not be afraid, Mary and Mary. Mary and Mary, in fact, are not told once, but twice, do not be afraid. And then they are told, go and tell the disciples. They're given direction, a call to community. They are told to go to Galilee, and there you will see Christ. They are given hope for the future. And all this is embodied when they enter the empty tomb, and when they encounter Christ and grab onto his feet. And they are still afraid. They do, after all, have to be told a second time, do not be afraid. Go and tell, and you will see Christ again. But they aren't paralyzed by the guards, like the guards are. And they also have great joy. It says that they go with fear and with great joy to tell the disciples. Hagar is also told this pattern. Do not be afraid. And then given direction. Come, lift up the boy. Hold him fast in your hand. And the promise, for I will make of him a great nation. And then Hagar looks up and sees the well, the source of life in the wilderness. Moses says to the Israelites, do not be afraid, stand firm, see God's deliverance, for you will never see your oppressors again. And their transition from slavery to freedom is marked by crossing the Red Sea. Elijah says to the widow, do not be afraid. Make the cake and share it with me. For your flour and oil will not run out. You will not be hungry. And sure enough, they eat the bread together. What about now? What about today? One of the things I have been trained to do, and I admit I'm still not very good at, is something that Pastor Laura challenges all of us to do frequently, to ask and ponder, where is God in this? How are you experiencing now God's assurance, direction, and hope for the future? In my life, my experience, right now, that assurance, that voice telling me, do not be afraid, are the wise voices telling me to turn off the news, log out of social media, and go outside. And the direction, the call to community, is schedules urging me to reach out to others through morning prayer, Zoom meeting at 10 o'clock, through lunch with my husband at noon, a treat since he is working from home right now, and the appreciation I get every time I call my grandmother. And finally, hope. I have hope that spring is coming. Every time I go outside, now this week finally, I see the buds swelling on the trees. A promise that winter is ending and spring is coming. Soon we will see green leaves and flowers. And like winter, this pandemic too shall pass. Our liturgical calendar too is structured to guide us through this. The pattern of Lent, then Holy Week, then Easter. The pattern that encourages us and guides us through acknowledging that Christ has died, proclaiming today that Christ is risen. Alleluia! Christ is risen! He is risen indeed. Alleluia! And finally, trusting in hope that Christ will come again. The mystery of faith, that Christ has died, Christ is risen, Christ will come again. Alleluia, and thanks be to God.
This is the good news. The grave is empty. Christ is risen. Alleluia. This is the good news. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness can never put it out. Alleluia. This is the good news. Once we were no people, now we are God's people. Alleluia. Christ is our peace, the indestructible peace we now share with each other. As we celebrate the resurrection of Jesus Christ, we give thanks for the promise of Christ to be with us always. Christ with us in our birthing, our living, our dying, bringing abundant life, joy, hope, and all the gifts of God. At the font, we remember that God's gifts are for us and for everyone. There is enough life and enough love here for the whole world. We call upon God's life-giving water to renew and sustain us, remembering that it comes from the goodness of God's creation. So come, river and stream, come, rain and snow, come, lake and sea, come and bring God's renewing life to this place, to us, and the whole world. Take time now to fill that large bowl to the brim with God's life-giving water. Pause this recording while you do so, and when you're ready to continue, resume the recording. Let us pray. Merciful God, we thank you for our lives, for making us your own by water and the word in holy baptism. You have called us to yourself, enlightened us with gifts of your spirit, and nourished us in your community of faith. Uphold your servants in the gifts and promises of baptism, and unite the hearts of all whom you have brought to new birth. We ask this in the name of Christ. Amen. Together, we renounce all the forces that defy God, the powers of this world that rebel against God, and the ways of sin that draw us away from God as we confess our faith, the faith in which we baptize. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, God's only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended to the dead. On the third day, he rose again. He ascended into heaven. He is seated at the right hand of the Father, and he will come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. The Lord be with you. Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. Blessed are you, O God, maker and ruler of all things. Your voice thundered over the waters at creation. You water the mountains and send springs into the valleys to refresh and satisfy all living things. Through the waters of the flood, you carried those in the ark to safety. Through the sea, you led your people Israel from slavery to freedom. In the wilderness, you nourished them with water from the rock, and you brought them across the River Jordan to the promised land. By the baptism of his death and resurrection, your Son Jesus has carried us to safety and freedom. The floods shall never overwhelm us, and the deep shall not swallow us up, for Christ has brought us over to the land of promise. He sends us to make disciples, baptizing in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Pour out your Holy Spirit, washing away sin in this cleansing water. Clothe the baptized with Christ, and claim your children, no longer slave and free, no longer known by their gender, but one with all the baptized in Christ Jesus, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. We turn to Christ in the love between us, the passion within us, the unexpected inspiring us, and the earth's embrace. We repent of our solidarity in the sin of the world, acknowledging the things within us that wound others. We commit ourselves to working for change and healing in ourselves and the world. We commit ourselves to freedom in naming evil, courage to expose it, and strength for putting liberation into action. Pause this recording and take some time for a remembrance of your baptism. You may make the sign of the cross on your forehead. You may splash your face with water. Whatever it is that helps you remember that you are a beloved, baptized, and claimed child of God. Resume the recording when you are ready. Let us pray. God of life-giving water, we pray for those who depend upon us and others to act justly, with mercy, and in concert with you. For all harmed by water exploitation, pollution, or drought. For all living in squalor, devastation, and fear. For women and children who travel daily to carry water home. For those whose lives are risked on the seas. For all who depend on others for a cup of water. For all who work toward the justice of clean water for everyone. God of life-giving water, hear our prayer. For what else do the people of God pray? God of life-giving water, hear our prayer. Light of life, giver of all good gifts, through your unfolding story, our stories unfold. In calling us to drink when we are thirsty, you empower us for our task to heal the nations. Brighten this night by your holy star, that in the morning we may meet you risen again. And now receive a blessing. May the Christ who walks with wounded feet walk with you to the end of the road. May the Christ who serves with wounded hands teach you to serve one another. May the Christ who loves with a wounded heart be your love forever. And as you go on your way, may you see the face of Jesus in everyone you meet, and may everyone you meet see the face of Jesus in you. Amen.